first of all, congratulations on your silver medal. You must be absolutely wrapped with that, because I'm tipping heading off to the Games for the first time ever, you would have been happy with any colour medal.
Yeah, thank you so much. And yes, it was such an amazing experience. And yeah, it was to come away with a silver medal. It's yeah, I'm just absolutely stoked.
On the race, 1,500 metres, and for people listening that may not know what that is, it's four laps of the stadium. You hit the lead on the third lap and just actually ran out of a little bit of steam towards the end. If you had the chance to do it again today, would you run it any differently?
No, I don't think I would. I look back on the race quite a few times and, yeah, I don't think there's anything I'd do differently. Obviously, you prepare for it like it's been years and years of preparation, but on the day it really just goes down to what happens in the race happens in the race. You can't control everything, so yeah, to come away with a silver medal, I'm just really happy with how I performed.
Has it made you hungry for more success?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. I'll definitely be back for that gold medal at the World Championships next year, and hopefully again in Tokyo 2020.
So your form leading into the Paralympics was pretty good. Are you the reigning world champion in your category?
Yeah. So I'm the world record holder for my classification, so mild cerebral palsy. And my preparation going in was really good. I was running extremely good times. Unfortunately, I did get a little bit sick just a few days out. I rarely get sick, but just being in that environment with so many other athletes, unfortunately, I did get a bit of illness. But yeah, I was just able to sort of put that to the back of my mind and just give it everything I had on the day. And yeah, just absolutely stoked.
I spoke to your coach, Mike Gunson, last week. He's from Devonport, of course, so he was over there, and he was telling me that the atmosphere in the stadium during your final was absolutely electric. Just describe the feeling for us of what it's like to run in front of a crowd like that.
Yeah, wow. It was such an amazing experience. The Brazilians really embraced the Paralympic, the movement there, and it was just... I don't think I can describe it, to be honest. It was just amazing just how they get behind us, get behind the movement. And, there was such a big crowd there the night I ran, and it was just amazing.
Did you feed off the adrenaline?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all the nerves going into it definitely helps as well. And, just having the crowd there just gives you that little bit extra wind when you need it going into that last 700 when it really starts to hurt.
Yeah, I reckon, yeah. You've just flown back into Sydney today. You're off to Hawaii for a well-earned break for a couple of weeks. You must be looking forward to that as well, I reckon.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's been such a long build-up to Rio, so looking forward to just to have a few easy weeks and get back into the hard training again and start working towards the next one in Tokyo.
The chef de mission I saw on TV this morning talking about how the atmosphere and the team was so together. What was that like living in the athletes' village with the Australian team? Was it as good as that?
Yeah, it was really good. Just the way it was put together was really fantastic. And yeah, the Australian team really, everyone gets behind each other and supports everyone. And you know, some people have an awesome games. They win a few gold medals, and for others, it's probably not the games I was after. So it's just really good, that team environment. Everyone gets behind each other and really supports and helps out when it's needed.
Did you have much contact with the other Tasmanians, Matt Bugg, Todd Hodgetts, and Jacob Templeton?
Yeah, I did. We caught up a few times over there, so it was really good. Definitely. It was good to catch up with Jacob, definitely another Devonport boy. So, that was really good as well.
Yeah, he had a good games, actually. He got into three finals and swam two PBs. And you can't ask much better than that,
really,
can you?
Good.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
And, of course, the other two boys medalled, so it was a good games for Tassie.
Yep. Go Tassie.
Now, as I mentioned, you're off to Hawaii for a couple of weeks. What's next for you? You mentioned next year's World Championships. Is that the next big thing on your calendar?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the World Championships next year is now, I suppose, the top of mind, what we'll start working towards, and that's in London next year, next July. But for now, we'll just really start to go back into some hard training. Sort of, I'll, I'll catch up with Mike when I get back to Tassie in a few weeks' time, and yeah, just sort of have a chat, have a bit of a chat about where I'm at, and yeah, just about the next few years, and yeah, where it will take me.
Awesome. Look, enjoy your break. You've earned it. We're very, very proud of you here in Tasmania. Congratulations once again on your silver medal, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.